Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The volatility of stock markets and the economy has the world wondering what will happen next. The University of Glasgow's Christopher Berry tells us how economists can look back in history to help prevent another global collapse.
With the emergence of China as a global economic superpower has come an interest in the work of Adam Smith. Smith made it clear in The Wealth of Nations that the wealth lay in the well-being of the people. This covered not only their material prosperity, but also their moral welfare. Smith also wrote The Theory of Moral Sentiments, which, like The Wealth of Nations, had its roots in his lectures at Glasgow University. Moral Sentiments argues morality emerges from the interaction of humans in the real settings of social life, thus economic behaviour is not isolated from the moral norms of society at large. For Smith, social well-being was best advanced by individuals pursuing their own ends in their own way. This commitment to individual liberty is itself a moral position. Hence, there's a proper government role to ensure that this liberty enhances the general welfare. This ranges from the advocacy of primary education, the scrutiny of sexual interests, to the need for appropriate regulation, including of the banking sector. This combination of market freedoms with social responsibility appears to strike a chord with the policy preferences of the political leaders in modern China. It would seem they want the impersonal discipline of the market as the engine of modernization, while endeavouring to uphold the traditional concern to maintain social cohesion and conformity. The challenge is to sustain this alongside Smith's total vision, which the conception of welfare is inseparable from the liberty of each individual to live their own lives as they themselves see fit within the framework of the rule of law.
That was the University of Glasgow's Christopher Berry. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
I got a cow that went dry and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that get bigger each day. The county will haul my belongings away. I'm busted.